Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at DReefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
That was a pretty good one yesterday, Mary Jo.
Boy, we couldn't have been more wrong.
me, my man on the street.
Well, no, but I mean, I said if Fox plays, we have a chance to win. If he doesn't, I didn't think we had a chance to win.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we couldn't have been more off.
It's the last time I listened to a ticket scalper about lineups. I'm just not going to trust that information anymore. Yeah, when I saw him in a hoodie, I thought, oh, boy. And then that first half, good grief. Kentucky was lucky.
But
not hitting more shots.
The first 10 minutes of that game, I was like, I don't even know if I can sit through this whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a bit miserable to watch. Both teams shot around 28, 29% in that first half. It was just ugly.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I remember saying this, watching the game. I said, you know, Kentucky's not playing well, but it's not like they're not trying. Like, remember we had the call yesterday on this show about, hey, we need more Dominique Hawkins and more Derek Willis because they look like they care more. It means more to them. Well, you saw it from everybody. Everybody that got out there appeared to give it their all and cared.
Yeah, yes. And we were just even talking, you know, I don't know if we can say enough about Malik Monk and what we're witnessing with him as a freshman. And it truly is spectacular to have 30 points in the second half the way he did. But just, I mean, I don't even know. Like, and that wasn't the first time that happened this year.
You know,
he had the North Carolina game and the Georgia game. You know, it's just, he's done some of this stuff that's just, it blows your mind. But we were kind of talking before the show started. He didn't seem like it was a, I'm going to put on a show now. It was like,
right,
we want to win this game.
Yeah. Gosh, he has the ability to take over. Jamal Murray, we saw him do that a few times last year. And remember in the tournament, you were like, okay, Jamal, now's the time to take over the game.
Mm-hmm.
And that never happened. But with Monk, it just moving without the ball. Did you notice how much he did that? And Calipari said, look, we made it as simple as this. We're going to Monk and bam. That's it. You rest you guys, you know, help that happen. And Monk just was aggressive. And
so was Bam.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But how many times have you watched a game and Monk is just standing out there on the wing, waiting for someone to do something?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this time, to find the ball.
The guys that sit on press row, when I followed, you know, I follow most of them on Twitter.
Yeah.
And you could hear all of them saying he's exhausted.
Yeah.
But he's smiling.
Yes.
But he's exhausted because he was constantly in motion. And then that hug from Cal on the sidelines, that was everything.
Yeah.
I mean, that was.
Said it all.
That said it all.
Well, he should be in good shape because apparently they're running a lot. It was revealed that we learned a few things yesterday. One of them was that if Bam doesn't grab a rebound with two hands in practice, he doesn't just run, everybody run. The whole team.
It sounds like Wenyan still doesn't do that.
No. Yes. We learned that too.
Yeah.
So now Bam has gotten 30 rebounds and scored 40 points in the last two games. He's had, remember we were lamenting the fact that he didn't have double-digit rebounds except for, you know, in between the UCLA game and what the LSU game maybe it was.
Yeah.
But so now three of the last four games, double-digit rebounds, and he was one shy of a double-digit rebound effort against Georgia. He had 9. So now he is doing this, and this is huge for Kentucky's postseason. And did you read or hear the other thing that he credits everything to?
I didn't.
No more fast food or fried foods. Fried foods.
Oh.
He has changed. He said Kenny Payne has him running, and with that combined with dropping fried foods from his diet, He's lost 10 pounds. He says he feels lighter, feels like he has more energy, and he's eating fruits, greens, and no fried foods.
So, just to be clear, fried foods are not good for you?
That's apparently, according to the dietitians at UK.
I'm doing it wrong. But he, I mean, he just, and I know Egbunu was not in, and that's
look, he got seven rebounds the last game, okay? Kentucky won this battle of boards by 18 this time.
Yeah, yeah. It was a complete reversal of fortune on the boards. No doubt about it. And I'm sure that that is something, one of the good signs is, you know, we kind of have, you know, talked about how Malik was, you know, laughing on the sideline during that Florida game. You know, people kind of got ruffled about that.
That was, and then, the whole, you don't care? That's,
yeah.
That's where all this came from that we were talking about yesterday.
Yeah, and then you see kind of some, you know, apathy towards this team because some fans are feeling like they don't care as much as we do and, you know, this whole thing. So to me, it's a great sign that if this team thought, listen, the last time we played these guys, they took it to us on the glass. We ain't letting that happen again.
Right.
Whether there's a big guy, you know, a guy missing or not. We had a pretty important guy missing too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Obviously not the same position, but, you know, we were down a dude that helps us. So
a guy that arguably is the most important guy, we've said.
So if they're taking these, you know, little by little, it's starting to sink in, and they're taking it personally. And Cal has asked them to do that. Take it personally.
Right.
If a guy scores 25 on you, you need to take that personally. You don't need to score 27. You need to take it personal and stop him. And I thought Derek Willis yesterday did a bunch of things that are not on the stat sheet.
Absolutely.
That were huge in this game.
Well, once again, I go back to the lady who called yesterday. You know, we talked about the AAU mentality, and she talked about more Kentucky kids because it means more. And could Dominique Hawkins could not have played harder. I mean, he was just all energy, all effort, all intensity. Derek Willis, 9 rebounds. I mean, he went after it, too. Like, he only hit 2 shots, 1 of 3 from 3. But it wasn't that as much as it was 9 rebounds. I mean, you needed that from him. Hawkins, 1 of 6 from the floor, which obviously is not what you want. But 6 rebounds, 4 assists to 1 turnover, 2 steals. If those two guys do that, rebound, and Hawkins gives you everything you got, I think then you only need Bam and Monk. Kind of, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I'm not saying Fox shouldn't play. It's not what I'm saying, but Calipari made sure to make note of it afterward. Hey.
I could have played him.
Yeah.
He would have been at 70%, but I could have played him.
I wanted him to see that we can win without him and see what it looks like to win.
Mm-hmm.
He says, when you come back, your level better be up to what we just saw right there in the second half. It's like, can't come back, because he made the point of saying, we didn't die on pick and rolls. We defended. I mean, it couldn't have been more blatant. Hey, Fox, if you don't play defense, if you're not this intense, you're letting everybody down.
And that has truly been a hallmark of Cal teams since he has been here that I think people forget is defensively, they've just always been so good defensively.
Yeah.
And this team hasn't been.
Mm-mm.
And so, if your offense is a little off with this team, that's when we've lost. You know, if your offense in there and you can't just outscore somebody.
Yeah.
But other years, we've been able to overcome, you know, poor shooting nights because our defense has been so good. I thought Bam protected the rim a whole lot better yesterday.
Yes, he did. I mean, only 2 block shots, but it felt like so many more were altered.
Yeah, I do feel like he was better inside at that. However, I will say, and then when I looked at the stats this morning, I guess maybe I was wrong. I still felt like Florida had a ton of wide open looks that just didn't fall, especially from 3. I felt like And they had hit, what, they hit 10, 11 threes? Something like that?
Six. No, I'm sorry. 10. You're right. Yeah. 10 of 30.
So they were,
yeah.
I mean, they missed 23-point shots, but I bet 10 to 14 of those were wide-open looks. So we're still having a tough time, I think, defending the perimeter. Just they didn't, their shots didn't fall. There was a couple times where Bam was out at the top of the key on a switch, and they didn't switch back, and yeah. That's just not a good spot for him to be in. And other teams are going
to... I think it worked out that time, though, didn't it?
It did once.
Yeah, yeah.
But there was another time where they just drove right on him, too, because mm-hmm. he's definitely not fast enough to stop a quick guard from going in. But
what are you talking about? He can guard all five positions. Every NBA scout knows this.
So I'm saying there's still things they need to shore up. But, and I don't know. But that was really... They need to do it for us on the road.
Mm-hmm.
They need to be consistent because we've gone these ups and downs. They turn the corner, right. They haven't.
Bam needs to have 10 or more rebounds again the next time, and 10 or more points the next game.
Yeah,
and the next game.
There aren't that many games left, so he can do it. Yeah.
Now, Mike White, I listened to everything the Florida coach said after the game.
I kind of like him.
Yeah, he seems like a good coach, good guy. I liked him even more that he didn't complain about the free throw situation. I mean, Kentucky went to the free throw line 27 times and made 22 of them. Monk was 10 of 11 himself. Florida, 4 of 6.
For the game, 6.
That's 21 more opportunities for Kentucky to make a free throw. Now, that seems like something I might bring up. I might say. Well, really, this game was lost on the free throw line.
I mean, that is lopsided.
It's bad. That is bad. He didn't go there. He more or less said, look, I even talked to our staff afterward and said, did we not play as hard as we did when we played them in Gainesville? I'm like, no. Our guys fought. We were flying around. Just Kentucky fought harder. So, I mean, he gave all the credit in the world to Kentucky. And this team, it's one of those things you don't know. Are they going to be up like this for Vanderbilt? 9 o'clock.
Yeah. Oh, I hate 9 o'clock games.
Probably not, right?
But that's the thing. That's what they have to learn.
Yeah.
Is they just, you've got to be up.
You got to have it.
I don't know. 3-1-13-13 if you want to jump in here, but this was a timely win, a really good win.
Well, it moved them to the number one, number two line in Joe Lunardi's bracketology.
Although Joe Lunardi has UCLA as a 4 seed, and maybe it's been updated since last night.
It has to be updated.
But even before last night, I don't even care. They'd still only lost 3 games.
Yeah.
And one of them was a buzzer beater to Oregon. They're still a great... And to have them as a 4 seed was mind-blowing to me. Like, they're not a 4 seed.
His ones updated were Kansas, Villanova, North Carolina, and Gonzaga. And then the twos were Kentucky, Louisville... Oh, drawing a blank.
Arizona? Or UCLA, maybe? No, I just said he didn't have...
I can't remember. I have to look it up. That is the one I absolutely, positively have no doubt about. That's the one I know. I can't help but give Josh a hard time. We're talking. He's trying to help. He's looking up, you know, the seeding, because I don't know who the other 2 seeds are. And he hands me something, UK equal 2 seed.
Yeah.
That's a whole thing is based on knowing that UK is a 2 seed.
Yeah. What I did love about seeing that is...
Like it's great to have on the show over here.
It's great to have the same seed as Louisville, because I definitely don't want to see them in our bracket.
Same thing I said. As soon as I saw it, okay, like, Louisville's a 2 seed. Yeah,
great.
That's what you want.
Just have, even if we're both 12 seeds, great. I just don't want us in the same bracket.
You don't want to be there. Final Four or championship is the only place.
Yes, Not before that.
Not before then, for sure.
And Duke lost yesterday. So they should be up to like number 5 or 6 in the polls when they come out tomorrow.
Well, but, it really should mean that Kentucky is a top 10 team.
No, Kentucky
again.
Will be a top 10 team again because Baylor also lost.
Mm-hmm. Gonzaga should drop out of the top 10.
They didn't lose, did they?
Oh, yeah.
What?
You didn't know that?
I fell asleep at like 9 o'clock last night.
No, BYU beat them. It's like the, Josh, the fourth time in 4 years.
That they beat them at Gonzaga.
Beat them there at the kennel, they like to call it.
They beat them at Gonzaga.
Well, yeah.
I should prepare for this show.
29-0, now 29-1 on Senior Day.
No wow. Less.
Yeah.
Wow.
This red-headed Snow White kid named Hawes was killing it. Hit like 5 or 6 threes.
Wow. All right.
And the mountain man, Karnowski, or whatever his name is for Gonzaga, was held in check just a little bit by their big man, Eric Nika, for BYU. So it was a good game. But how many times have we said we haven't watched Gonzaga this year? Because every time you watch them, they're crushing somebody.
And somebody that I don't care about.
Right. So it's not a game you really want to watch, and it's not going to give you a good feel for how good Gonzaga is. Well, watched them last night. Wasn't impressed. You know? It just...
West Virginia barely won. Now I'm looking at scores. Now I'm getting caught up on stuff.
Catching up.
Huh.
Hey, let's talk
about... Maryland lost.
Next, we'll talk about something else that happened last night that was truly remarkable in women's basketball.
Yes.
We'll talk about that next here. Well, let me tell you who's on the show today. Should mention that. We have Nate Valentine, LCA's basketball coach, is on the show today. LCA just won its first ever district championship in its first ever appearance. And so now it's going to be in the 11th region tournament for the first time ever. And we'll talk to the head coach who helped lead him there, Nate Valentine. That's at 9:45. And then at 10 o'clock, Chris Fisher from 247sports.com. There was a football recruit that committed yesterday.
A big one.
There was a football player who transferred yesterday. There's Kevin Knox recruitment for UK basketball. And then, of course, we can talk about the game with Chris. We'll do all that and take your calls, 381-1313, here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Do you avoid laughing aloud, smiling, even eating in public because your denture may slip or a space left by missing teeth may show? If so, visit Dr. Claire to see if dental implants are right for you and get back to eating and speaking with comfort and confidence again.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Claire. When it comes to your dental health, there's an old saying, good dentistry isn't expensive, lack of good dentistry is. Let me show you how to smile with confidence again.
For all your dental needs, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington.
Everybody rides at North Broadway Auto. For over 20 years, North Broadway Auto has been Lexington's biggest and best buy here, pay here auto dealer. Tax time. Yes, tax time is the right time to find a quality ride at North Broadway Auto. Bad credit? No credit? Bankruptcy? No problem. With over 200 cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, we're here to help you find that perfect ride. Call 293-2353 or stop by 131 West New Circle Road at the corner of Old Paris Pike and New Circle. Right on the corner, right on the price, North Broadway Auto, or on the web at NorthBroadwayAutoSales.com.
Do you have a passion for digital media and marketing?
Do you have 1 to 2 years experience in digital marketing and sales?
If so, LM Communications may be the right fit for you. We're looking for a digital marketing professional that understands sales to work with us
and join our 6 great radio stations.
Send your resume to colive@lmcomm.com. Call Craig at
859-233-1515.
859-233-1515 and ask for Craig. LM Communications Broadcast Radio Group is an equal opportunity employer.
Ladies, get the treatment you deserve at Nail Care on Fieldstone in Beaumont. Enjoy a relaxing manicure or pedicure in a sterile environment at Nail Care today. Customer satisfaction is our number one priority, so during March and April, we're offering a free lip or eyebrow wax with any $35 purchase as a celebration of our 15-year anniversary. Whether you're looking for a manicure, pedicure, we also offer SNS, nail, or shellac gel services in over 10,000 colors. Call Nail Care on Fieldstone in Beaumont at 296-6665 today. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 till 8, Saturday, 9 till 7, and Sunday, noon till 5.
Hashtag this.
Top Cat Pizza. Now available in a fresh deli at Beaumont Shell, located behind Liquor Bar.
Top Cat Pizza.
Fresh. Delicious. Hey, dinner just became easy. For a limited time, when you buy a one-topping 14-inch pizza, get a one-liter Coke product free. Top Cat Pizza inside Beaumont Shell Mini Grocery, where there's great popular lunch selections like fried catfish and chicken strips.
Breakfast, too.
Sausage, bacon, and ham biscuits. And now,
Top Cat Pizza.
Get a hot one today and ask for your free Coke. Beaumont Shell at Beaumont Center, off Harrodsburg Road, behind Liquor Bar.
Top Cat Pizza.
ESPN Sports Radio 13.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Well, Mary Jo, yesterday we spoke of Michaela Epps there, and what a senior day for her, as well as Evelyn Akator.
Yes.
Senior day, they beat, on senior night, they beat number 3 ranked Mississippi State, a team with only one loss prior to facing Kentucky. And it was huge. And mm-hmm. you thought, wow, it could not get any better on a senior night than that. I mean, those two girls combined for 28 of the last 30 points. They made the last 11 field goals of an overtime game that they won. Epps hit the shot to put them ahead for good. You can't get any better than that on senior night.
Unless.
Your name is Kelsey Plum.
Yes.
She's just plum good. That's what she is. So she
for
goes,
Washington.
For Washington. She goes into last night's game needing 54 points to become the NCAA's all-time leading scorer.
In senior Division I women's basketball.
Right. In Division I women's basketball, standalone.
So you're thinking probably two games.
Yeah. She goes out and gets 57.
Yeah.
My gosh. 57 points. Which is her best. She never had a 57-point game. And now she's the all-time leading scorer in women's college basketball.
And I saw a stat on ESPN that she's only behind Pistol Pete Maravich.
By like 300 or something.
As the all-time leading scorer, period.
Mm-hmm. I mean, couldn't have a better senior day than that. Kentucky's women today at number 7, South Carolina. That's 2 o'clock. I haven't seen whether it's on ESPN2 or ESPNU, but it's on one of them. One of those two channels. Also today at 2 o'clock, boogity, 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 let's go racing.
Yep.
The Daytona 500.
It's on ESPNU.
ESPNU is the women's game. Daytona 500 is on Fox 56 in Lexington. Shameless. Shameless plug. Chase Elliott is on the pole. Dale Jr. is going to start second. He's on the front row. I'll watch some of that for sure. Did you see what Carl Anthony Towns did last night?
Dan.
Oh, that's right. You didn't even know that Gonzaga lost. Sorry.
We landed on the moon!
Towns had 37 points and a career-high 22 rebounds. He is one of 3 players in the NBA this season with 30 and 20. Cousins is one of the other guys.
I figured.
And then Anthony Davis went for 39 points and 14 rebounds and 2 blocks. It's his 14th 30-10 game of the season, and that ties Moses Malone for the most in a season, 1980-81.
Man, these guys are underwhelming.
I mean, the first time since 1980-81 season that someone has had this many games with 30 points and 10 rebounds. Underwhelming indeed.
Unfortunately, the Pelicans and the Wolves still both lost.
Well, the Rockets, 142-30. 130 points, by the way, is the most points anyone has scored in regulation this season and still lost.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Scal Labissiere had 13 rebounds, 8 points. He and Willie Cauley-Stein are going to just moving right in. And then Zion Williamson, the kid Kentucky's recruiting him, we have heard. 51 points in the state championship game. And the highlight that you probably saw, we all saw on Twitter, was the windmill dunk.
Yeah. He's something different.
He is. Completely different. He's I don't want to say, I haven't watched him enough to compare his game to anyone, but I don't want to say he is like LeBron James, But in the way that he's a phenomenon,
yeah,
he is a phenomenon like LeBron James. Like, I don't know if we've had anybody since LeBron James have this much hype, and deservedly so, and these many highlights and things we're seeing. Like, he's great.
Yeah.
The next great one.
Yeah, he is spectacular. And I think we can ask Chris Fisher about him, too, about where, you know, what he's thinking. Or
he probably wants to play for Frank Martin in South Carolina, because home state, and, you know, they play such great defense. And I mean, I would think he would want to, you know, play slow down basketball and kind of grind it out.
Yeah, that seems like his style.
It does, yeah. I can't imagine he would want to come to the NBA factory called Kentucky, where they like to get up and down the court. And their coach goes to rap concerts in the NBA All-Star game and stuff like that. I can't imagine that's where he'd want to go to school.
But he does have an offer from Auburn as well, so.
Auburn, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a great place to play basketball.
Clemson.
You talk about a basketball school.
Mm-hmm.
I think Auburn. I mean, Charles Barkley went there. I don't. If I'm Zion Williams.
Western Kentucky offered
choice
him.
Choice is over.
UNLV. Yeah, there's Texas A&M. Tennessee. He's got a lot of choices. Well, Mississippi State. Really turned things around there.
Another place that. I mean, Ben Howland, he took a team to a Final Four.
Three times.
So there you go.
Yep.
Calahoo.
Basically, every school in the Power Five has offered Zion Williamson.
Let's just throw our hats in the ring, Zion, just so you know. Just
except Kentucky.
That if you're interested. Well, it could be a thing where we've heard there have been reports that they are recruiting him. Just. It could be a wait-and-see thing for Calipari as far as, you know, character goes. Because, like he says, it's not for everyone, and he tries to pick and choose. And, I mean, he still goes after the best, but there are some that they lay off of after they learn more about him or something.
And we're not saying anything about
him.
No,
I have no idea. Yeah. I have no clue. No, nothing about
him. But we can maybe ask Chris Fisher about that. Yeah. He may know.
Chris Fisher coming up at 10 o'clock here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. In 15 minutes, we're going to talk to Nate Valentine from LCA. They're making their first ever appearance in the 11th Region Tournament. That starts Wednesday. By the way, I just want to mention, if you can't get out there to watch the 11th Region Tournament, Prep Spin shows every game online, girls and boys, every single one online at prepspin.com, which a lot of times I'll do because I can't get out there. So, if it's a big game, which there are a few big games and will be a few big games in that 11th Region Tournament, like on Wednesday it begins with Franklin County and Lexington Catholic, and that's followed by Madison Southern and Sayre. And then on Thursday, it's Scott County and Frankfort, and then LCA Madison Central. Like Thursday night, I won't be able to get over there. So, I might tune in to watch LCA and Madison Central on prepspin.com. We'll take a break. Take your calls, 381-1313, here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Spring is just around the corner, and you'll get fantastic pre-spring prices for everything you need for your ride right now at Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters. Save on thousands of accessories for all makes and models of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Remote car starts starting at just $189. Plus, every brand of truck bed covers, tires, wheels, and Jeep accessories at Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters. Spray-on bed liners, toolboxes, backup cameras, and even car stereos are at fantastic prices. WeatherTech floor liners as low as $89. And we'll beat any internet or competitor's price. So call or come in and tell us what you want. We have it all at fantastic pre-spring prices. All right now. All at Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters. Behind Aurora Pools and Spas off West New Circle Road. It's the pre-spring fantastic price sale at Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters. Going on now.
Your dental needs don't have to just stop at general cleaning. Are you embarrassed about missing teeth? Become comfortable and confident again with dental implants from Dr. Claire. Visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington, for all your dental needs.
Do you avoid laughing aloud, smiling, or eating in public because your denture may slip or a space left by missing teeth may show? If so, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue in Lexington to see if dental implants are right for you and get back to eating and speaking with comfort and confidence again.
Hey, it's me, your car. I'm sick. That means my engine light's on. Please bring me to CarMedic.
The local owner-operators are the doctors. I mean the CarMedics. They never surprise us with anything, and they treat my car like it's their own. Plus 30-minute oil changes and a free shuttle. Listen to your car. Bring it to CarMedic on Houstonville Road next to Pizza Hut in Danville. Call them at 209-2191 and follow them on Facebook, CarMedic, where they treat your car like it's their own.
20 illegal online pharmacies appear each day, but you can find safe and legitimate pharmacies online by looking for .pharmacy in a web address. Learn more at safe.pharmacy. A public service from the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
I had to wait for that.
It's one of those riffs that everybody knows, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Hey, by the way, the Oscars are tonight.
Yes, I was just going to say that.
So have you seen any of the movies that are up for Best Picture? And I will read them to you, and then you tell me if you saw them or not. Arrival?
No, that's the aliens are coming. Yeah. No.
Fences?
No, that's Denzel Washington.
Yeah, yeah, I did see that.
I would like to see that.
Hacksaw Ridge?
No.
My husband saw that. He said it was very good.
That's the guy who goes to war who doesn't want to carry a weapon.
Mm-hmm. Hell or High Water, which from a lot of people I heard is a phenomenal movie.
That's the Western with Jeff Bridges?
Yes.
Right?
Hidden Figures is about the three women who worked at NASA.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Haven't seen that. La La Land. Which is going to win.
I know,
spoiler alert.
I've heard way too much about that. So much so that there's no way I'll ever see it.
No, I'll never see it.
No.
Never.
Not a chance.
Lion, which I've heard is phenomenal.
I would like to see that. That is a kid who is adopted. Is that right? How's that go?
And then he's lost, I think.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
What I saw of it looked good.
But Manchester by the Sea. Have not seen that.
I've not seen any of these movies.
Or Moonlight.
I haven't
seen
that one either.
There's not a real feel-good movie.
There's no Forrest Gump. There.
Yeah. I suppose people would say La La Land is. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I will never know, because I will never see that movie.
Well, I want to see Fences, because, you know, it involves sports. So, and Denzel.
Now, I did see that, and this...
So-so?
No, it was very good, but I... It's not about sports.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's a father and son thing, right?
Well, sort of.
Sort of. All right.
And he was a baseball player, and it's talked about a little bit, but it's certainly not.
But Fences, Mary Jo. Fences on a baseball field.
Yeah.
It's about home runs, right?
Yeah. I would say it is not. But, yeah. So I will tune in because I love watching the Oscars. I feel like it's probably going to be kind of a political show tonight.
Of course.
I haven't seen... I usually have a movie that I root for, even if I know it's not going to win. I just don't this year.
Does Clint Eastwood have one up? Are any of those his?
No, but Hacksaw Ridge is Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
He made that movie.
Because Clint Eastwood is, you know, a staunch Republican.
And I'm pretty sure that Fences was directed by... Denzel, but I don't think he was nominated.
Is Mel Gibson a activist? Does he speak out politically? I mean, we know he doesn't like Jewish people. That's all I know about it, how he feels.
I mean, we know he's an anti-Semite.
And he doesn't like female cops. Or, well, he
I forgot about that.
well, I, I just can't go into that on Sunday morning.
But yeah, so I don't know.
Like, I saw someone put something out that said, I feel like they're going to give Meryl Streep an award just to let her say stuff about Donald Trump. To juice up the ratings, make it entertaining, give him something to talk about a little bit more.
I just have not seen enough of these movies to have like rooting interest.
The last movie I saw was The Revenant. Because
that was last year.
Well, I tried to watch it last year and fell asleep. So I watched it recently and made it through to the end, which is an awesome movie.
Yeah, I never saw that. I'm just looking through the nominees.
You didn't see Leonardo DiCaprio's The Revenant?
Uh-uh.
Oh, man.
I'm looking through these the nominations here, and Michael Shannon, who I believe is from Lexington.
Oh, I didn't know.
Originally,
this.
he was in Boardwalk Empire, that TV series.
Oh, okay.
HBO.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He is nominated for Best Supporting Actor in the movie Nocturnal Animals, which, if you remember my rant last week, was the worst movie I've ever seen.
Right.
So,
is The Hateful Eight not one of those? Is it?
It's not
this year.
No.
Probably from last year. I'm a year behind on movies, obviously. I like The Hateful Eight, too. Yeah.
But La La Land, it sounds like it's going to sweep.
It's
going to. Sweep everything.
Yep. So, it was Ryan Gosling and who?
Emma Stone. And they're both nominated.
Yeah.
I don't know that they'll both win. I feel like Casey Affleck is going to win for Manchester by the Sea.
Uh-huh.
Will
he show up?
But Emma Stone will probably win for La La Land.
How big will Casey Affleck's hair and beard be? Will he just be straight Grizzly Adams? Because when you put that in a tuxedo, it doesn't even look right, you know?
No.
It looks like it deserves flannel and, like, soup. In the beard, soup stains. Just like little pieces of stuff, crumbs.
Who you got for cinematography tonight?
I don't know. It's a tough one. I mean,
I'm going La La Land again. I just really think it's probably going to get it.
Hacksaw Ridge? No?
Not even nominated, Dan. Snubbed in the cinematography category.
How do you make a war movie and not get cinema photography? Is that it?
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm kind of interested. 3-1-13-13. I don't feel like any of these movies were like, you know, big time.
What was last year's big winner? Do you even remember that? Last year's Oscar winner for Best Picture?
I don't, right off the top of my head. I'll know it once Josh looks it up here, but
I don't know.
But none of, and maybe it's just because I haven't really seen any of them. But I don't know that any of them are huge successes at the box office.
Yeah, I've seen ones that I thought were going to be really, really good when you saw the trailer for them, and then they're okay. I can't remember
Spotlight
what I've
seen. Won last year. That was an awesome movie.
That's it. Spotlight. And that was an awesome movie.
Yeah, that was very good.
That was good.
All right. Well, here we go.
So there's Oscars for you, which we know nothing about.
I wonder if does it feel like it used to be it feels like it used to be a bigger deal to me. Mm-hmm. Maybe we have so many options. Growing up, we would have like all
Oscar
the
parties.
Yes. And just in my family, it wouldn't even be like a party. We'd be super excited for the Oscars, and we'd each have our own like sheet that we would fill out, and then we'd all give a dollar in the pool, and someone would end up winning $5 at the end of the night. And you know, but we were all like pulling for this and that, and so now I'm like, I don't even know who half these people are.
Well, it's big for ratings, you know.
But Jimmy Kimmel's hosting, and I do love him.
Yeah. Like, you know that ABC counts on, like, the Oscars. So an ABC station has, if it has the Super Bowl, which it doesn't have anymore, but when it would get the Super Bowl and the Oscars, that was, you know, and an election year, all that stuff rolled together. So did you happen to hear, I know you didn't pay attention a whole lot yesterday, but did you happen to hear what Baylor women's coach Kim Mulkey said?
No, her comments? I don't care for her.
Yeah, already not a big fan of hers anyway. But she said, if somebody around ever says, I will never send my daughter to Baylor, you knock them right in the face. That's what she said.
And that's why I don't want to send my daughter to Baylor.
Best school in America. The problems we have at Baylor are no different than the problems at any other school in America. She's tired of hearing of it. People should move on, find another story to write. It's over. But it's not over at all.
And it's one thing if she thinks that, and I think she's incorrect. Now, I would not go as far as to say, I don't think any woman should ever go to Baylor. I mean, it's not.
No.
Not that, but she should never say that publicly.
There's some stuff that went wrong that they tried to cover up, and it's not been completely uncovered, and not everybody's gotten punished for it yet. So it's not over.
And they're still uncovering lies.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just keep your mouth shut on that.
Just stupid. I already don't care for her anyway. But, she it makes her sound like she's right in line with all of them. The same mindset of,
yeah, there was
I don't know what you're talking about.
There was a couple controversial things in women's basketball this week, including a former WNBA player who came out and said that she was bullied.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear that.
And that the league needs to clean it up, and it's not a good place to be. And, I saw several...
Bullied because of her...
She thought bullied because she was... a heterosexual.
Bullied for being straight.
Mm-hmm.
That's a new one. I haven't heard that one yet. Huh. Interesting. Let's take a break. 3-1-13-13-13. If you want to get in here. But we have guests. The next two segments, we're going to talk to LCA.
Thank God.
We're going to talk to LCA head coach Nate Valentine next. And then at 10 o'clock, Chris Fisher from 24/7 Sports here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is Ted Innebach. My family owns Body Shapes Medical. For years now, you've heard radio and TV personalities talk about how our services have given them back the energy and look of their youth. These are people you know, but it's the people you don't know that I want you to hear from.
I have a high-stress job. I run a business. I get up in the morning and I'm ready to go. I'm zippity-doo-dah. I'm sharp and on my toes. I love going over there. They all know you. If you want to feel great again, feel like you're 25, then I recommend Body Shapes Medical.
Sometimes you get in your mid-40s and you're working harder than ever in the gym, and sometimes it's not your fault. And that's where Body Shapes came in. I'm stronger, I'm faster, I've got more passion, more energy, and I'm happier than ever. Without hesitation, I tell anyone to go to Body Shapes.
The process is simple. Come in, get your hormone levels examined, and we'll show you a plan. For $199 a month, you can start feeling better today. Call us at Body Shapes Medical, 859-410-6100, 859-410-6100, or visit bodyshapesmd.com.
Shouldn't you have a checking account that makes your life easier? Introducing Easy Checking from Republic Bank. Relax with no minimum balance or monthly maintenance fees. Easily send money through our app with Mobile Pop Money. Log into your account by scanning your finger or eye with your smartphone. And for easy access to your money, you can use 85,000 surcharge-free ATMs worldwide. Easy Checking for your hard-earned money. We're Republic Bank, and it's just easier here. $50 required to open checking account. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
Why is Seaview Outfitters as good as it is? The idea started with Steve and his boyhood trips to Alaska. The great outdoors, the lifestyle, and the clothing that helped people live it. That's what the Seaview is all about. The right clothing and gear for any outdoor pursuit. Brand names you know and love, and people whose passion for the outdoors will rival your own. West Main Street next to Tony's Steaks and Seafood, downtown Lexington. Online at SeaviewOutfitters.com. Seaview Outfitters, carrying Patagonia, Arc'teryx, Yeti, and more.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
District champions of the 43rd, first time ever, district champions. Since 1990, they've been playing basketball at Lexington Christian Academy. And on Friday night, for the first time, they won the district championship. And their head coach, Nate Valentine, is on with us now. Good morning, Coach. Thanks for carving out some time for us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So has it sunk in yet?
Yeah, it's been an interesting week, you know, starting with Dunbar when we were in a tough game there and things weren't looking too great. We were down 8 with 5 minutes to go, and our guys pulled together and made some big shots, and then we win that. And then, you know, you go back 2 nights later, and I think we're like 300 and 400 against Lexington Catholic since we started playing, and we're able to win that game and win it going away, you know, after losing over there by 20-plus 2 weeks ago. So, you know, it's been an interesting week. I told somebody last night I didn't even know there was another tournament after the district.
you couldn't have had a tougher road in the district. I mean, you get the defending state champs and Lexington Catholic.
Yeah, and that's what our guys are kind of rallying around right now is nobody had a tougher road to win the district championship than we did. You know, and that's have to be two teams in the top, you know, 15, depending on what poll you're looking at. So very exciting for us, very exciting for the school and the program, and just happy that that we can finally get that monkey off our back.
Well, you go back to February 9th. That's 2 weeks ago. Lexington Catholic beats LCA by 21 points. And then you go back 10 days ago, and Bryan Station beats LCA on senior night with a half-court shot that makes number 8 on the Sports Center top 10. And how do you come back from that and go beat the defending state champs?
Yeah, it was incredible. And you know, another one we had about 3 weeks ago, we lost at Holy Cross on a 35-foot bank shot at the buzzer in overtime. So, you know, we had a tough run. And then our girls, you know, I don't know if you saw our girls game, the Tate's Creek game, they hit a 35-footer. They lost in the first round of the district.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so LCA had a couple tough weeks, and we just kept saying, you know, things have got to turn for us. And I think it was kind of a wake-up call, you know, because sometimes when you play with fire, you get burned and you get in positions in games where you shouldn't be. And you know, I think our guys realized that and woke them up. And we actually had a senior night reception scheduled right after that Bryan Station game, which was tough. But I told them, you know, that shot against Bryan Station can't beat us next Tuesday night. They came back really focused, and they're just playing with a lot of confidence right now, and guys are stepping up. And, you know, when you get in the region, you just never know what can happen.
Well, and now you are headed to the 11th Region Tournament for the first time. First up for you guys is Madison Central. You know, a region tournament's never easy, obviously, because that's what gets you a bid to the Sweet 16. Kind of talk about the mindset of your guys heading into this tournament.
It's kind of like you talked about with the district. I mean, you know, nobody had a tougher road, and I think if you look at the bracket on paper, I don't think anybody has a tougher road than we do. You know, Madison Central as a loser.
Yeah.
You know, very, very good team. And then if we're fortunate enough to get through that, you know, you're looking at a winner of a Frankfort-Scott County matchup. You know, Scott County's number one in the state right now. So, you know, it's definitely a tall road ahead of us. But like I said, I think I would much prefer to have that road than an easier road, because I think it'll keep our guys mentally sharp. And we're playing pretty well right now with a lot of confidence. And I think we're pretty good when our back's against the wall playing as the underdogs.
Well, you've got some good players that have helped you do this. Kyle Rode being one of those, and you mentioned Scott County. He and Michael Moreno teamed up together over the summer in AAU and won the Adidas tournament in Las Vegas. Kyle averaging about 15 points a game. What is he, 6'5"?
He's about 6'5", 6'6". Yeah,
he's
done a tremendous job for us, you know, playing a point this year for us. And he's averaging 6 or 7 assists a game right now, and handles the ball for us, rebounds. He does it all, and he's the glue that holds it all together. He's done a great job for us.
And then Carter Hendrickson and Austin Hall, they average each about 15 points a game. And what are those guys both 6'5"?
They are. They're about 6'5", 6'6".
Yeah.
Depending on who's measuring, but but yeah, you know, we've got those three guys, and they can all shoot it and handle it, you know, and they can all post up, and their inside game is tremendous. So that's kind of how we play. You know, we try to find the mismatch on the floor and then go to it, and we've got two other guards that can shoot it in when they double down. So we've got really, really good balance. You know, we're not so one dimensional, and I think that's why we're having success right now.
Yeah, those guards, Nathan Harper averages 10 points a game. So that's the fourth guy I mentioned that averages double-figure scoring. And then Chandler Stewart's only a couple points off that at 8 points per game. So you take those six guys right there, and that's awfully good first six to have.
Yeah, there's no question, you know, and we've been getting good bench play the last couple weeks as well, and guys are coming in and playing the role. You know, when you've got five guys that can score double figures any given night, I think we've had, you know, six or seven different leading scores this year. You know, sometimes you just need some guys that'll come in and rebound and defend and pass the ball, and that's what we're getting right now.
You guys have had some good teams in the past, just haven't, you know, been able to make it to that 11th region tournament. Can you kind of talk about what the buzz at the school is like?
Oh, it's been incredible. You know, this is my third year at LCA, and I think the first year we played Lafayette, who was number 10 in the state. Last year we played Dunbar, who was number 1 in the state, first round of the district tournament. Mm-hmm. You know, it's unbelievable the depth and the talent that is in this district every single year. But, yeah, no, it's been great. I mean, hearing from guys like Matt Rose, Taylor Barnett at Belmont still, Trevor Hill that's down at EKU, hearing from those guys and all the former players. You know, I think we had five or six former players that were in the locker room after the Dunbar game. You know, but for those guys and even the founders of the school, you know, I've heard from a lot of those guys that they were the original guys when they started in the basement of a church and they only had a dream of having a team. You know, to now be you know, the champions of the 43rd district has been awesome.
Very cool.
Yes,
and I bet you there will be a ton of students down at EKU.
Oh, we had a tremendous crowd at Lexington Catholic. I mean, I don't even know. I think they were from other schools. I don't even know if we have that many students in our school that were there. But yeah, the fire marshal came over just before tip off and said, "Coach, we're going to have to get these students off the floor." And I said, "That's on you. You know, I don't know where you're going to put them, but they're not leaving."
I'm trying to win a game over here, man.
Yeah, I told the referee to throw the ball up. So, but yeah, it was just, you know, it's awesome right now. You know, it's a that's what high school basketball is all about, you know, and anybody that wants to argue about classifications or public-private, you know, that's crazy. You know, it's, you know, I think this is the first time in, 70-some years where there hasn't been a public school in Fayette County in the regional tournament, you know, but you know, those other years nobody was lobbying for the private school. So, you know, I think it's great for high school basketball and just really looking forward to the regional tournament.
Do you think, I mean, obviously beating Dunbar and beating Catholic in the same week shows that you are playing well, but do you think you guys have reached where you need to be? You have had some winning streaks during the season that showed you could string together five, six wins in a row, and that's what it takes to get to the Sweet 16, but do you think you're playing at your best right now? Is this the best you feel your team has played this season?
I do. I really do. You know, we played well pretty much all year. We just haven't been able to string it together for 32 minutes. You know, we've had some really, really good segments. You know, we played Scott County early in the year and we're tied with a minute to go in the third. Lexington Catholic, the first time we played, we led 29 minutes. Dunbar, we had down 14 with 3 minutes to go in the third and lost. You know, so we've played well and led over three quarters of the games. A lot of those games against top competition, we've just had, you know, 3 or 4 minute lapses where we've totally just fell apart. And we're now starting to play, you know, closer to 32 minutes. And that's what you want this time of year. You know, we went through a little bit of a lull during the All-A and didn't play very well. And I think it took us a week to get out of that. And then we caught some bad luck. But I think now our guys are really, really focused. They've got a good mindset. And they're just going out and playing and having fun. And there's no pressure on us now. You know, we've done more than any team at LCA. There's no pressure on these guys now. They can just go out and play, and the sky's the limit. You know, you just never know what will happen in the region.
Well, that's what makes it so fun. We wish you the very best of luck in the upcoming 11th Region Tournament, and enjoy this. I mean, and I hope your kids all enjoy it too. Stay focused, obviously, but But enjoy the moment, because it's fun.
Definitely. We appreciate it, and hopefully we'll have a good showing.
All right. Thank you very much, Coach Valentine from LCA. We appreciate it. Best of luck. 11th region tournament at EKU coming up this week, beginning Wednesday. Next, on the Dan and Mary Jo Show, we have Chris Fisher. Stay tuned to
the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Spring is right around the corner, and that means more skin. Kentucky Laser Hair Removal wants to help you avoid embarrassing stubble struggles this year. Why not experience the luxury of having silky, smooth, beautiful skin? Payment plans start as low as $49.99 per month. With an A-plus from the BBB, you can trust the experts at Kentucky Laser Hair Removal. Luxury service without luxury prices. Located in the heart of Hamburg. Check out KentuckyLaserHairRemoval.com for all services or call 859-263-2155.
Sports Radio 1300, WLHG Lexington, and LM Communications Broadcasting Station. This is the competition. The entire world will be watching.
Are you ready for some Oscars?
The hottest movie stars go head-to-head for the gold.
And the Oscar goes to...
With performances by Justin Timberlake, Lin-Manuel Miranda, Sting, and John Legend.
I'm freaking out.
Hollywood's biggest name. Leonardo DiCaprio, Scarlett Johansson, Halle Berry, Samuel L. Jackson. Hollywood's biggest prize.
Thank you so very much.
Jimmy Kimmel hosts...
What could possibly go wrong?
The Oscars, live tonight on ABC.
This week in sports history, March 4th, 1996. John Stockton hands out 11 assists in the Utah Jazz win over the Phoenix Suns to become the first player in NBA history to dish out 11,000 career assists. TNT.
Oh, what a great pass by John Stockton. I do not know how he saw Mike Brown. Boom, right through the crowd. Beautiful play by Stockton.
Celebrating 25 years of ESPN Radio.
End your day with SportsCenter at Night with Stan and Neil.
I need Stan. It's the two of us who makes this work.
You have a way with words, my friend.
I've been told that from time to time.
Gotta take word for something special.
End your day on a surprise.
He's everywhere else, and now he's on SportsCenter. Kevin Hart.
He is all fired up to be here. David Spade.
DJ Khaled.
It's a major key to get me on this show, trust me.
End your day on a highlight. SportsCenter at Night with Stan and Neil. Weeknights, 1 a.m. Eastern on ESPN.
ESPN Radio honors Black History Month. How did the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters, known for their fun-loving and entertaining style of basketball showmanship, deal with racism off the court from their inception in 1927 through the Civil Rights era of the 60s?
In our 90 years, we have played on 6 continents, 122 countries and territories. We've been all over the world, putting smiles on kids' faces.
Their story on ESPN's TheUndefeated.com. The Undefeated. Not conventional, never boring.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300, WLHG Lexington, and LM Communications Broadcasting Station.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Now there are no more unbeaten teams remaining in men's Division I basketball. Top-ranked Gonzaga dealt its first loss on the season by BYU, 79-71. A quick bounce back, though, for the Bulldogs, predicts ESPN's Adrian Branch.
Nothing to hang their heads about. Yes, you did not go 18-0, but I tell you, they've got some fire now. This should be a blessing in disguise now. They don't have to worry about being undefeated. And the urgency, not giving up. They gave up 44 points in the second half.
Gonzaga has 6 home losses the last 3 seasons, with 3 of those losses against the Cougars. Despite the defeat, Bulldogs will remain a number 1 seed, according to ESPN's Joe Lunardi. Number 5, UCLA, took care of number 4, Arizona, 77-72. Wildcats fell into a tie with Oregon for first in the Pac-12. Going into the final week of the regular season, Ducks own the tiebreaker. Kelsey Plum passed Jackie Stiles to become the NCAA's all-time leading scorer in D1 women's basketball. She had 57 in Washington's 84-77 win over Utah. NBA, the Warriors, for a second straight season, clinched a playoff spot in just their 58th game. Golden State clinching with its 112-95 victory over Brooklyn. Bulls took advantage of a Cavaliers team missing LeBron James. Chicago beat Cleveland for the third time in as many meetings this season, 117-99. James out with strep throat. Team not sure how much time he'll miss. Sidney Crosby, NHL leading 34th goal of the season. Penguins defeated the Flyers 4-2 in front of more than 67,000 at Heinz Field. Chase Elliott, the pole sitter for the Daytona 500. Dale Earnhardt Jr. on the outside spot of the front row.
does PJ Carlissimo think DeMarcus Cousins can work in New Orleans? Plus, now that the trade deadline is passed, does he believe anyone can stop a Warriors-Cavs rematch in the finals? Find out Monday morning on Mike and Mike, starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Here's Roy from MLS Power Sports in Georgetown about their knowledgeable service department. You guys are Arctic Cat and Kimco dealers, but you service all makes and models, right?
Yes, we do. We service any make or model that comes to us. We can get parts aftermarket, or we can get parts from other OEM manufacturers to be able to service any unit they bring in.
Now, when someone brings their stuff into MLS for service, what should they expect?
Well, we want to go out. We want to go over their unit. We want to make sure that when they explain what their problem is, that we get it down on paper and know that we're getting the problem identified right, so that when we get it in there to be worked on, we can distribute it to the tech that's best fitted for that situation to get it taken care of.
You know, it seems like customers are very important for you guys. Is that what sets MLS Power Sports service apart from the other guys?
Yes, our customers are important to us. We like to enjoy the good times with them, the riding on the trails and all that stuff, and going down through the trails and being able to share the time with them outside of just seeing us at work and basically coming in to have their units worked on. We like to share it out there outside of that.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
Many times you hear about an automobile accident. This is a term given to us by the insurance industry. Excessive speed, alcohol and drugs, and the use of cellular devices are the leading causes of car crashes. That's right, car crashes. In most cases, there's no accident at all, just plain old intentional conduct. For almost 30 years, we at Morgan & Morgan have represented those injured and killed in car crashes. We try as hard as we can to put your life back together. The insurance company is our enemy and your enemy. Don't trust anything they tell you. Thankfully, cars are getting safer, and at some point soon, hopefully, they drive themselves and put us out of business. And that's just fine with me. But until that time, I'm going to fight like hell to warn you, inform you, and protect you. Visit ForThePeople.com. Power to the people. Offices, Lexington.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at DReefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Busy day yesterday for UK football. Obviously, there was a big basketball game as well. And here to talk about it with us now is Chris Fisher from 247sports.com. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, guys.
We have so much to get to with you today. I'd like to start, though, with Alex Riegelsberger, the four-star defensive end out of Ohio who committed to Kentucky yesterday. Huge get, and he probably won't be the last one from that high school, and he might not even be the best one from that high school.
Yeah, I think Kentucky had kind of long been considered the favorite for him. And originally he was going to wait until, I think, the latter part of May to make his college decision. But apparently really liked what he saw at Kentucky on his visit for junior day and went ahead and pulled the trigger. But like you said, a really, really solid pickup for Kentucky. He's currently the highest rated of Kentucky's four commitments in that 2018 class. And pick Kentucky over a lot of really good schools, a lot of schools that you typically see offer kids in Ohio, Cincinnati, Iowa, Iowa State, a lot of Big Ten schools, and so definitely a big pickup, and maybe the first of several commitments, I think, for Kentucky this weekend.
Yeah, and he's got a teammate named Blue Smith, which is...
Blue, you're my boy!
Very appropriate, and... Rivals ranks him as the number one athlete and number 23 overall prospect in the 2018 class. So he may be like a five-star player, and he could end up at UK as well.
Yeah, he's another guy from Dayton Wayne that Kentucky has been on for a while now, and he's another guy that John Calipari reached out to personally. He's also a really good basketball player. We saw that pay dividends with Jordan Wright, who signed with Kentucky back in February, and I guess it's still February, but so another guy that I think is high on Kentucky. I'm not sure kind of what his decision timeline is, but Our national analyst, Steve Wiltfong, put a crystal ball pick in for Kentucky with him. And so I do think Kentucky's in good shape for the time being.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty big. A couple other guys who have committed, Marvin Alexander and Devone Hawkins. What about these guys? Both play at Chaminade, Madonna Prep down in Florida. And were these Eddie Grand recruits? Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
He's hit up Chaminade Madonna for four commitments now here over the last several months. Two signees in that 2017 class, and Joshua Ali and Christopher Whitaker, and now two more. And from what I'm told, those two guys may not be the last from Chaminade Madonna. So Eddie Grand doing a really good job recruiting there in South Florida. I think if you're Kentucky, you have to be careful not to get too over-reliant on what Vince Merrow is able to do in Ohio. And so it's good to establish some other recruiting pipelines, and Eddie Grand's definitely done that.
Absolutely, and Florida's a good place to do that if you're going to establish another pipeline. Florida's a good choice. It always used to blow my mind that previous staffs did not focus on Ohio when it's the proximity of it is so close.
Well, top five states for football recruits: California, Florida, Texas, Ohio, Georgia. Is that sound right, Chris?
Yeah, that does sound right to me. And I do think under Joker, Kentucky tried to make an effort to break into Ohio a little bit, but they just really didn't have the assistant coaches that had the chops to go in there and do it. And obviously, with Vince Merrow and Mark Stoops' Youngstown ties, and I think Vince Merrow recruits the state of Ohio as well as anybody in the country. And so now they have someone to go in there and get those kids. And obviously Vince Merrow's done an outstanding job and certainly isn't finished with this 2018 class.
You mentioned John Calipari giving a phone call to one of the recruits. Has he kind of been, I don't want to say instrumental, because, you know, it's definitely the football staff that's doing the lion's share of the work here, but has he been kind of an important factor in some of this recruiting that Stoops and staff has done?
Oh, I don't think there's any question. I mean, you look at like a game like yesterday, Kentucky had, you know, a ton of football recruits at that game yesterday. John Calipari, very generous with his time, not only with the football program, but you look at women's basketball, you look at baseball, you look at all the Kentucky sports, and very generous with his time and willing to lend a hand wherever he can. And, you know, for a football kid, I think a lot of these kids look at John Calipari like a rock star, like, you know, associations with all those, you know, high-level NBA players. And so I think Vince Merrow said as much, that, you know, he'll bring kids into the office and have them meet John Calipari. And obviously the atmosphere for these Kentucky games, I think, is a huge selling point in getting these kids on campus for visits.
We're talking with Chris Fisher of 247sports.com here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Since we've gone into Calipari, let's switch to basketball. And before we even talk about the Florida-Kentucky game, let's talk a little bit about recruiting. Two guys that are still out there for this class is Kevin Knox and Mo Bamba, two big men. And from what we hear, Kentucky's still got a shot at either one of them, right?
Yeah, I think Kentucky's in really good position with both of those guys. I'd say they're in a little bit better position with Mo Bamba than maybe Kevin Knox. You look at this year's squad, and I think you see a clearly defined need for an elite shot blocker. I think this Kentucky team makes a lot of the same mistakes defensively that some other past Kentucky teams have, but they don't have that elite shot blocker at the rim to erase a lot of those mistakes, and I think that's kind of what we've seen this season. And so I definitely think John Calipari would love to get Muhammad Bamba in the mix, and I think Kentucky and Texas are probably the two front runners, but he'll take he'll start an official visit to Duke this weekend, and I think that's their last big chance to make an impression on him and maybe get back in the mix. At one point, I think they were considered one of the favorites.
So earlier in the show, we were talking about Zion Williamson and what a phenomenon he has become. And he had dropped 51 points in the state championship game with a windmill dunk that millions have watched on YouTube now. Just where does Kentucky fit in with him? Because every school in the world has offered him.
Pretty much everyone except Kentucky.
Except Kentucky, yeah.
Right. I think sometimes John Calipari likes to hold out on a scholarship offer because of kind of the exclusivity of it and try to make a big splash a little bit later down the line. I was surprised that Kentucky didn't offer him after the visit for the Kansas game, and then John Calipari followed up at his school. I was a little surprised that they didn't extend an offer at that point. But, you know, kids look at a Kentucky offer almost like a gold bar, because it's basically saying, we think you're a pro. And so I think that carries a lot of weight with the kids at the top of these recruiting classes. And from what I've heard, I think Kentucky's made up a lot of ground with Zion Williamson in a short period of time, even despite the fact that they haven't offered it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. One of those guys that we think is a pro and a lottery pick is De'Aaron Fox, and he did not play yesterday against Florida. And I thought it was telling to hear kind of John Calipari's take on the whole thing. Your thoughts?
Yeah, it definitely sounded like a challenge to De'Aaron Fox that he needs to step up his play, particularly on the defensive end. You mentioned fighting through ball screens, which is something that clearly he's not very happy with De'Aaron Fox. And so I do think it was really, really important for Kentucky to win that game without him. They haven't been playing their best basketball here over the last couple of weeks. And frankly, offensively, they don't play great basketball without De'Aaron Fox on the floor a lot of the time. So they were able to gut it out and fight with Florida until Malik Monk was able to catch fire in the second half and kind of carry them to a win. So I think that was absolutely huge for Kentucky in what may have been their last chance to kind of put another quality win on that NCAA tournament resume.
I don't want to be a prisoner of the moment, but it does feel like what we are watching at times with Malik Monk is unlike really anything we've kind of ever seen before from a freshman, not just at Kentucky, but just in you know, college basketball in general, what he can do when he catches fire, like you said.
Yeah, he looked the part of an absolute superstar there in the second half, and a player that you could easily see down the line becoming an NBA superstar. There's really not much he can't do offensively. And you talked about Jamal Murray and other guys that have been able to score prolifically at Kentucky. But Jamal Murray really did most of his damage from the outside. Malik Monk, when he's in the mood, can get to the basket and hit jumpers from all over the floor and really display a versatile offensive game. But at the same time, it's a dangerous game that you play when you rely on Malik Monk to have those huge scoring games, because there's going to be nights when, like we've seen here the last couple of weeks, where he really just doesn't have it, and so you have to have other guys that step up. But at the same time, Malik Monk certainly has the scoring capability that can carry a team through a big March run. We saw that, unfortunately, with guys like Kemba Walker and Shabazz Napier and those guys from UConn a couple years ago.
Yeah, you know, Malik is leading the SEC in scoring, 21 point something per game, and that's going to rise, obviously, a little bit with this one. But he has fewer of these 30 points and a half and more of 4 of 14, 6 of 15. He still gets to 20 points because he gets to the free throw line some, but that doesn't carry you. It adds. It helps. Whereas yesterday, obviously, he carried Kentucky. So what do you see Malik having to do throughout the postseason here to avoid needing him to go for, you know, 30 points and a half?
I think the biggest thing with Malik is shot selection. I think because he's such a great scorer, at times he has a tendency to take a lot of bad shots, even though he has at times the ability to make some of those really, really difficult shots. And so for him, I think it comes down to shot selection, and it also comes down to staying aggressive and kind of finding his role within the offense, staying aggressive and attacking the rim. That's really where he becomes the most dangerous. If he just kind of floats around the perimeter, he becomes so much easier to guard. But yesterday, yeah, I think he showed his ability to get to the rim and score at the rim and really open things up for other people. He had 5 assists in that game yesterday, and it really shows how much stress he puts on the defense by how much attention he's able to draw from multiple defenders.
Well, and Dan mentioned that earlier. It's just he moved without the ball so well yesterday. And sometimes he just kind of waits for the ball to be thrown his way and then do something with it. But he was all over the court yesterday trying to get open and create his shots.
Yeah, he was running off multiple screens. And I think that's something he's going to have to do. We've seen here over the last couple of games, teams have made a concerted effort to stop Kentucky in transition and really make them play a half-court game. And when they do, they're shading Malik Monk and overplaying him on the perimeter, and then they're slouching off of guys like Isaiah Briscoe and De'Aaron Fox. And so that's made things a lot more difficult for him in the half court, and really shows you how much harder he has to work and how much he has to move off the ball in order to get and create open shots.
Talking about shot selection, I just want to kind of touch on Isaiah Briscoe. I know early in the game, you know, there was one possession where very early in the shot clock, he just pulled up for a long two contested jumper again. And we know, everyone knows, that's just not his shot, at all.
Mary Jo, if you stood outside, you could hear a chorus of curse words throughout the area being said at the time that he released that
shot.
Yeah,
just, I mean, it sticks out in your mind because it's not the first time he's done that. Like, he's just kind of made these bad choices over the last few weeks. What do you make of where he's at right now?
I think he's in a tough place, and I think, you know, a lot of people, myself included, have been hard on him over the last couple of weeks. But at the same time, he's still an extremely productive player. Averages over 5 rebounds a game, almost 5 assists per game. And so he still does a lot of things that help you win. But it seems like the only thing that people, myself included, pay attention to are those long jumpers in the half court that he misses and continues to take. And I think there's a fine line between taking open shots within the flow of the offense that keep things from getting bogged down. And, you know, when you put the ball on the rim, you give yourself an opportunity for an offensive rebound. So it's not the worst thing in the world. But I think Isaiah Briscoe has found himself trying to prove to NBA types that he is a jump shooter and that he can make jump shots. Not his game. That's just not his game. And so I think that's part of the reason we've seen his confidence kind of dip a little, because he's trying to do things that he's not comfortable with doing and he's not capable of doing consistently.
You know, he's trying to get drafted. There's no doubt about it. And Calipari, you know, wants the best for him. And so he's told him, get in the gym, do that stuff, make your shot better, take those shots. That's fine, but you need to know you're making it. And then the other thing is, because of this has been going on for a few weeks, the questions of some of the decision makings and his high rate of turnover.
You know, I mean, he's just sometimes throwing the ball away.
Then everything becomes a little bit blown up. Because you take yesterday, he missed 3 shots. That was it. Turnovers, he had 2 of them to 2 assists, but he got 9 rebounds.
Yeah, he was rebounding crazy. He's a great rebounder for his size.
So he's so tough, but then it drives you crazy when you see him go in there, and then you see him, yes, throw the ball away and turn it over. But do you think, Chris, that when Calipari mentions let go of the clutter, get out there and play and just go, do you think that some of that is directed at Isaiah Briscoe? Because when he mentions clutter, a lot of times he's talking about what other people think you need to look like and what you think you need to do to get to where you want to be in the NBA.
Yeah, I definitely think that Isaiah Briscoe is probably one of the guys that he's indirectly mentioning when he says that. And I thought Rex Chapman said something interesting yesterday. He said that it seems like Isaiah Briscoe is the only guy that we expect to play perfect basketball.
Yeah.
And I think clearly the missed open jumpers are really a lot of kind of what people pay attention to. But like I said, he does so much other things on the floor. He rebounds the ball. He defends. Certainly hasn't had his best stretch here over the last couple of weeks. His turnovers are up. His shooting percentages are down. But I think a lot of that is just missing those open jumpers and kind of getting into his head and playing with his confidence a little bit. But I do think he needs to get back to doing what he does well, and that's kind of slashing the lane and getting to the rim and playing tough defense and doing a little bit of everything that helps this Kentucky team win.
I got one more thing for you here. Going forward, do you see more Derek Willis? Yeah, I mean, gosh, it's so hard to predict. I don't know if you can even do it, but we've seen this where he'll put a little stretch together of a couple games, and then bang, just straight drop. Yeah. And Wenyen Gabriel, you can't expect him to get to where he needs to be in this short amount of time. It's just not going to happen for him, you don't think. It's just not there for him. Can Derek keep this going? What does it mean if he does? And then Dominique Hawkins played 37 minutes yesterday. Obviously, that's because De'Aaron Fox is out. But how many minutes does he need to play? Because it's obvious that his energy is infectious.
Yeah, I think the inconsistency at that four spot from Derek Willis and Wenyen Gabriel have been kind of the biggest bugaboo to this point, and is definitely the biggest question mark going forward. It almost seems like John Calipari puts Derek Willis in, and if he's hot, he sticks with him, and if he's not, he goes with Wenyen Gabriel. And so it's definitely important for those guys to play well. I also think that's kind of been a mismatch defensively for Kentucky. They've had some guys at that four spot kind of hurt them. You think about T.J. Lee from UCLA really put a hurting on him at Rupp Arena. And so it's definitely important for Kentucky to get some consistency out of that spot, whether it's Derek Willis or Wenyen Gabriel. And I do think Dominique Hawkins has earned some minutes for Kentucky. You look at his stat line against Florida yesterday, I think he had 5 rebounds, 4 assists. But he's another guy like Isaiah Briscoe where he has to understand that jump shots are not his friend. He needs to be getting the ball to the rim. But when he does what he does and what he's comfortable with doing, I think he's definitely an effective weapon for Kentucky off the bench and kind of that backup point guard role.
That little floater, I'm good with that. That's a 50% shot, yeah. I think, for him. But, yeah, the threes and the 18-footers, not so much. Hey, well, Chris, thank you so much for taking time and spending 20 minutes with us this morning. We appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having me. You guys enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you, Chris. Have a good Sunday.
Chris Fisher there from 247sports.com, and you can follow him at Chris Fisher 247.
We got a lot in with him today.
We did because there's a lot.
Yeah,
there was a lot
to get to.
We didn't even talk about De Niro Laster. I forgot. It was on my list. Didn't even get there, but yeah, it was a ton to talk about. De Niro Laster, the linebacker for UK, who's transferring and going to graduate and will be eligible to play somewhere else immediately. We talked about that a little bit yesterday. Back with more, taking your calls, 381-1313, here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio, 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Mike and Mike.
Superstars want their turn with the ball. Was Russell Westbrook taking that away from Kevin Durant? He was, but the thing about it is Russell Westbrook's a star as well.
That's what I mean. In the NBA right now, in order to win, you can't have just one star.
No, you cannot.
Look at the teams that have just one star. They have no chance of winning.
I'm saying I didn't have an issue with it, but you're asking me if Kevin Durant had an issue with it. Maybe he did. And as we found out, it seems their relationship wasn't as close as we thought.
Mike and Mike.
Weekdays 6 to 10 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
Today, people will wake up, and before the day is over, their life will be changed forever. There will be no time to prepare for life after today. Car crashes can't be predicted. They just happen. A workplace injury is the furthest thing from your mind. Most medical procedures go off with perfection, a few with disastrous results. For over 30 years, I've met you after the unforeseen has become a terrible reality. The law firm you choose to prepare you for life after today may well be the most important decision you ever make. All law firms are not the same. The insurance company knows who will take your case to trial and who won't. Expertise, results, and reputation should guide you in your choice. Visit ForThePeople.com to learn more about us. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
Shouldn't you have a checking account that makes your life easier? Introducing Easy Checking from Republic Bank. Relax with no minimum balance or monthly maintenance fees. Easily send money through our app with Mobile Pop Money. Log into your account by scanning your finger or eye with your smartphone. And for easy access to your money, you can use 85,000 surcharge-free ATMs worldwide. Easy Checking for your hard-earned money. We're Republic Bank, and it's just easier here. $50 required to open checking account. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
Now is a great time to volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Volunteering is an opportunity to directly impact lives.
To see a life changed, to have it flourish in front of you. And the mission is a great place to volunteer to see that. You really get to see the results of your input.
And anyone can do it. So no matter how much time you might be able to give, a little or a lot, volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Call us at 381-9600.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Biggie, biggie, biggie.
Can't you see?
How about UK baseball yesterday? They won their first game. Nick Mangione won his first game as a head coach on Friday.
I know it was probably had to feel a sense of relief after starting 0-4.
Yeah. I mean, you lose the series, you're swept at North Carolina.
And all of them are close games. Yeah. You know, all of them are.
Right. North Carolina is really good. There's no shame in being swept at North Carolina, but not the way you want to start out. And then go and lose the first game of this trip to Virginia. But then the game was tied at like 9-9 on Friday. And Kentucky took off and scored 7 runs and won the game 16-9. And Nick Mangione got his first win of his career as a head coach. So then yesterday, they play Old Dominion. And that's where they're playing. They're at Old Dominion for this kind of playing a few teams. They win 19-2 over ODU. And what was really cool, they had a triple steal, which involved a straight steal of home.
Yeah.
Marcus Carson, the senior outfielder. I mean, a straight steal. Pitcher's in the windup. He's gone. He gets in.
So cool, right? Because yes. That's such a rarity.
So hard to do. And Kentucky steals second and third on the play. So that was pretty cool. Now today, I think they play at noon, or the game time was changed. Actually, I've got it right here. Let me pull it up. But they play Delaware to finish up their trip to Old Dominion over there. And that game will start at noon. Yeah, previously scheduled for, I don't know, 1 or 2, or 11. I think. Now it's going to be played at noon. So they could wind up getting 3 in a row here.
Yeah. Which would be great.
Yeah, be good. And then they come home, and I think it's Tuesday. I believe Tuesday. Let me click on their schedule here. Sorry, didn't have it up. Yeah, Tuesday is the home opener against DKU. And then they play the very next day at the Cliff against Western Kentucky University. And then on Friday, it's a series with UC Santa Barbara, which made
the college, World Series last
college
year.
World
yeah.
Series. Yeah. So there you go. 5 straight at home coming up. Well, 6 straight coming up at home for Kentucky, because after that they play Wright State the following Tuesday. But what is the weather supposed to be like this week? It was great. It would have been perfect to be at home this week.
I don't think it's going to be terrible. It's not going to be 80 degrees, but I don't think it's going to be terrible. I think it's supposed to be fairly nice, right?
Friday was so great. currently 34 and sunny outside for you, those of you inside. But you know what? Today it's supposed to get a little warmer, supposed to get up to about 50 degrees. Oh, of course, you know what Tuesday looks like?
Yep, thunderstorms.
90% chance of storms.
Yeah, but it'll be warmer.
But 66, 65, a Wednesday, 100% chance of rain.
Yeah, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, then it gets cold again.
So UK's home opener, and then its second game at home this season.
Yeah.
High probability of rain. But then, yeah, Thursday, 50 degrees, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, no rain, and we're getting up into the 60s. So looking a little bit better.
Yeah, last week would have been ideal.
It would have been. 381-1313 is the number to call if you want to get in here. We're going to take a break. Be back with more on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Palmer Tires is your complete auto service center. From oil changes to motor changes, they do it all. Palmer Tires has been here for 36 years with great tire brands like Cooper, Bridgestone, Firestone. And you can get tires up to 6 months interest-free. Starting March 1st, get up to a $150 rebate on select Cooper tires and free four-wheel alignments with the purchase of four tires. Palmer Tires, 305 Southland Drive. Call 859-277-6111 or palmertire.com.
Hi, I'm Melissa Kelmes.
I'm Laura.
And I'm Beth.
We are owners of Mind Over Body Pilates Yoga and Healing Arts Studio at 301 East Vine Street. Allow us to help you condition your body and mind through Fletcher Pilates and aerial yoga.
We can help correct your posture, invigorate your mind, and elevate your spirit.
Visit mindoverbodystudio.com to schedule your Fletcher Pilates and aerial yoga experience.
Heal your mind and change your body at
Mind Over Body Pilates Yoga and Healing Arts Studio.
You've heard me say that David Monson is the best dentist that I've ever had. He does everything. Invisalign, cosmetics, he'll place and restore implants and dentures. He basically does whatever you need. He's able to do almost all his procedures in the office. And Cynthia Wirt, the dental hygienist there, has been in the business for over 30 years. Visit MonsonFamilyDentistry.com. David Monson is the best.
We're trying to keep our cars longer. Go to Bluegrass Auto Body for quality repairs and timely service at a reasonable price. They work on all makes and models, and they've been in the business for over 51 years. Bluegrass Auto Body gives you a lifetime warranty on your repairs. Two locations, the original on West High Street and Bluegrass Auto Body South at 309 Ruscio Way. See how good they are at BluegrassAutoBody.com. When someone runs into you, run into Bluegrass Auto Body.
Hey everybody, this is Chastity at ADA Heating and Air. We asked people what they wanted in their HVAC equipment. They told us a brand that has stood the test of time and has a proven reliability record. We have delivered. We install American Standard HVAC equipment. American Standard has been a leader in the HVAC industry for over 100 years. We can bring American Standard into your home. Call us today at 859-519-6382 for a free estimate to replace your old or broken HVAC system.
ADA is on the way.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300. The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Well, Mary Jo, we're going to kick off this segment with our good buddy Joe from Paris. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, good morning. Manchester by the Sea, I yeah. poked my eye out and bust the eardrum trying to get out of the place. Come on, you know. It's like my wife wanted to see it. I said, okay. But yeah. The last good movie I really saw won an Oscar, and the best thing, I think what he said, I ate his liver with some fava beans.
And oh, yeah. Yeah.
And that movie, oh, my gosh, is that true?
Anthony Hopkins was in it.
Yes. I
loved it when he accepted his award for Best Actor, and he got Best Movie, too. He says, Hollywood calls this a suspense drama. They're crazier than hell. It's a horror movie. They just didn't want to give an Oscar to a horror movie.
Listen, that movie stands the test of time because absolutely. It is. You can watch it today, and it is still good. And it was still, I'll be honest, someone started following me on Twitter yesterday, and their name was Buffalo Bill.
And, oh, man.
And his, I'm not even kidding you, and his picture is Buffalo Bill.
I remember seeing that movie in the theater.
And I got so creeped out.
I would say so. But if y'all want to see a good Anthony Hopkins movie, this is an old movie from the 70s, and it's called Magic, and he's a ventriloquist.
Hmm.
It'll creep you out so bad. It's terrible. It's just plain. It's not scary. It's creepy. You know. So, but I just wanted to get my Oscar picks in there. And actually, I forgot what channel I was watching Friday night. And one of the announcers said they actually thought Paris could win the 10th region.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You know, you weren't watching Fox 56 because that's the one I'm on.
I don't know. It was late at night, and I was about half asleep.
But I think
I'm an
Paris,
old man. Remember, I get up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Hey, I think Paris can win the 10th region. I absolutely think they can.
Well, I'd love to see that because they haven't been to the state, not all Class A, since 1968, you know.
Yeah.
And they had reason they went, they had Bill Gaines. He was 6'9", and nobody else could play with him, you know. But he couldn't even dunk the ball. That was the problem.
6'11", couldn't dunk?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I mean, great guy. Don't get me wrong. Great, great guy. He couldn't jump. And think about what he weighed, probably 350. So he just stood out there and everybody run into him, knock him down. That was it. So.
Well, look, here's the deal, Joe. Paris opens up with Robertson County, 10th region tournament at Mason County. In that second game, they'll probably have to play Mason County or Covington Scott. I think they get there, and the top of the bracket is Campbell County, which has been the best team in the 10th region and beat Paris early in the year.
So I think it was like four games into the season,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're talking about Campbell County and Paris probably playing for the region championship, and I think Paris has just got something.
They just had something this year. Yeah, they're playing really good ball. I'm proud. You know, I don't really go to games because I'm an old man, but I'm always proud of my alma mater. You know, our alma mater was Semper Cum Superbia, always with excellence, and that's what you get when you come to Paris. So,
hey, well, look, Paris beat Lexington Christian back to win the All-A State Tournament. Lexington Christian knocked off defending state champs Dunbar and then beat Lexington Catholic this week.
Yep.
Yep. We just had their coach on, so yeah, they're awfully good.
Be interesting to see what's going on. I hope you all have a great weekend. I'm a little under the weather.
I can tell in your voice.
Yeah, I've got this flu, I guess. My wife got it. Of course, guess what? She wants to kiss me and gets me sick. like a dummy, I kissed her, you know. So, but y'all have a great rest of the weekend, and God bless y'all.
All right.
Thanks, Joe.
Too. Thanks, Joe.
By the way, we do have some sad breaking news coming out of Hollywood. Bill Paxton, who was in so many great movies in the 80s and 90s, Twister, Titanic, True Lies, he was in a ton of big stuff. He had passed away due to complications with a surgery. He was just 61 years old. So it doesn't sound like he was, it doesn't say what the surgery was for.
But, I mean, 61.
Yeah, he has a wife and two kids, and it didn't sound like it was something like he'd been sick for a while or anything like that. Like, this sounds like an pretty unexpected death. But, of course, to me, Twister is the one that really stands out.
Yeah, I remember him, too, and for a while there, I watched that series Big Love on HBO.
Yeah,
The polygamist.
That was a good show, yeah. And he was the star of that, yep.
And Harry Dean Stanton was the mean old, chief polygamist, I guess you would call him. I don't know, but they had the polygamy colony in Utah. I remember that show. Bill Paxton. Wow.
I mean, he's currently on, they were debuting a new TV series on CBS, Training Day.
Oh, really?
And he was in it.
Wow.
Pretty. Yeah, so he, Bill Paxton, dead at the age of 81, or 61, 61. That's sad. He's definitely one of those actors that we grew up with, and he was, there's probably so many movies that you don't even like think about that he was in.
I could just see him, you know, on the screen. I could just picture it right now.
Yeah.
That is sad. Well, I don't know how to transition to something else from that. It's
I don't know how you transition from good Bill Paxton news, let alone bad Bill Paxton news.
Mm-hmm. Well.
But the Oscars are tonight, so I assume someone will probably say something about it.
Yeah, I can tell you what's happening is they may be trying to throw something together today. Be like, we got to do something. We got to. Or they may be like, program's chocked full already. Let's not change the rundown.
It sounds kind of morbid to say, but I always look forward to at the Oscars, the little in memoriam thing that they do. Because you kind of forget how, who passed away over the past year. And sometimes you don't even know, like you see the picture of someone. You never knew their name, but they were in a bunch of things. And you're like, oh my gosh, he died? Oh. So I do, I don't want to say enjoy watching it, but.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean, though. And before we go to break here, do want to mention the Risen Star Stakes. We had Alicia Hughes on yesterday to talk about it. I watched that race yesterday. By the way, I've yet to bet one of these Derby prep races. I usually bet them all, and I go ahead and handicap them in my head and just be like, okay.
Well, this was the first really big one.
Well, the other ones still have some, like last weekend, that horse paid $99 on a $2 win ticket.
Yeah.
So I put it together who my choices would be, and like Alicia gave us her choices. Well, Gervin was not among the horses I would have put any money on, and Gervin comes out and wins, paying $18.20. For a $2 win ticket. So.
Yeah, Motown was nowhere to be found. Huh?
Motown, no.
Which Alicia did tip us off to yesterday. She did not have a great feeling in Motown.
Right. Local hero that she did talk about, spoke very highly of, and thought that horse should be a play, led most of the way, led by 6 lengths at one point. In the backstretch, but then Gervin just came on strong. The horse was purchased for $130,000, already made $274,000. So it's already, you know, more than double your money on that. Wouldn't you just love to put $150,000 into a horse? And just see how it goes.
Yeah, that's like, you hear those stories and you're like, wow, that's amazing. But I would never have that initial investment to be able to do that. And you still have to pick the right horse. I mean, there's plenty of horses that are sold for $100,000 that never materialize into anything on the track.
Absolutely. It's just, it's rare. It's a gamble. It's a big gamble.
But I do think it would be cool to win a horse, to own a horse. Have you ever thought about what you would name it? What you would name a horse?
Reefer Madness.
Yeah, you have to.
Thunder Dan. There's been Wise Dan, Handsome Dan,
Thunder Gulch.
Thunder Gulch. That's it. I just need to get Wise Dan. I think he's gone. I don't know if he was a gelding or not. I can't remember if he's a stallion now or gelding. But the thing would be is to find the lines that connect Wise Dan and Thunder Gulch and make that happen somewhere.
And have a Thunder Dan.
And have a Thunder Dan.
God, that'd be amazing.
It would be. I'll have to, win the lottery, which did not happen this week.
Yeah.
Somebody in Indiana won $435 million. We put together, I think, 20 people played it twice last Saturday and then Wednesday in a group. Nothing.
Yeah.
Gosh, how great would it be to show up to work the next day and go, hey, everybody.
Yeah.
We're all millionaires.
How great would it be to not show up to work the next day?
Like, how many would not show up at all? I would show up just to be like, you remember I pay, yeah. right? You remember I get a cut of this? Yeah. And then I would say, all right, you know what? I'll see you later. You know. Now, how would you handle that? Like a whole, if you've got 30 employees, let's say 25 of them. First of all, the five who didn't play would just be sick.
Sick.
I mean, yeah. Those are the ones who wouldn't show up to work.
Yeah.
The other 25.
Or they're the ones that are like, I did give you a dollar.
Yeah.
You don't remember that? I did. I said you wrote my name down.
Remember I said I didn't have cash on me at the time and you said you would get me and I would pay you back tomorrow? No, sorry. I don't forget that.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I know we're splitting it 25 ways, not 26. And how would you manage that if your whole, you know, crew of people? Yeah, I mean, yeah, you got to get work done. It has to be done. You just up and go? All right, we're all out.
Well, if you split it 25 ways, you might not be quitting right away. You never know, depending on how much you win.
I think this last one, I think we had 20 people, and I figured $435 million, half of that goes to taxes. So then you're splitting $200 million amongst 20 people. That's $10 million apiece.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're quitting.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'll quit my job if I scratch off a $5,000 lottery ticket.
$5,000? All right.
That probably won't be smart, but.
Hey, Jack is on the phone. We're going to get to him next, right after this, on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
I'm in control of my world. My world is the same every day.
Every minute, my world seems to get a little smaller. My world is driving me crazy.
My world? What world? If your world is controlled by alcohol, there is hope.
We're AA. Alcoholics helping other alcoholics get sober for more than 70 years.
You'll find us in the phone book, your local newspaper, or on the web at AA.org. Alcoholics Anonymous.
Fayette County Public Schools, Fayette County Education Association, and Fayette County Education Support Professionals Association invite you to attend Read Across America to celebrate Dr. Seuss's 113th birthday and love of reading. Saturday, March 4th, 10 a.m. till 3 at Fayette Mall in front of Dillard's. Special guests will include the Cat in the Hat, Thing 1 and Thing 2, multiple celebrity readers, simultaneously reading assortments of children's books, and so much more. For more information, call 859-224-0907.
There is a place right here in Kentucky where a total stranger will give you food and shelter when disaster strikes. There is a place where you can support your community by donating blood, volunteering, or making a contribution. That place is the American Red Cross. I'm Jennifer Adrio, CEO of the Red Cross Kentucky Region. Help us celebrate our 100th anniversary by becoming involved today. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS to find a Red Cross near you.
Are you embarrassed about missing teeth? Are you self-conscious around others because your dentures might slip or spaces left by missing teeth may show? Become comfortable and confident again with dental implants from Dr. Claire.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Claire. When it comes to your dental health, there's an old saying, good dentistry isn't expensive, lack of good dentistry is. Let me show you how to smile with confidence again.
For all your dental needs, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington, and be proud to show off those pearly whites.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Thank you, Josh. As we were talking, my horse, if I were able to invest in one, would be named Thunder Dan. Gervin won the Risen Star Stakes yesterday. Untrapped was second. Local Hero was third. That $2 exacta was a $118 payout the $2 trifecta, which were the numbers 1, 2, 3. $558 for that one. And then the 10 cent super, 1, 2, 3, 6. That was about $200 for a $2.40 bet.
So when someone calls into the show, Josh puts their name down and then what they want to talk about. So today, Jack has the rare combo of Bill Paxton and Isaiah Briscoe.
It is odd. It is odd.
Yeah. Jack, good morning.
Good morning, Mary Jo, Dan.
Good morning.
The first time I remember Bill Paxton being in a movie was Apollo 13.
Yes. Yes, and that's a great movie.
Yeah. Great movie. I watched that probably once a month.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
And Twister, obviously.
Yeah.
What do we do with Isaiah Briscoe come tournament time? How much time do we play him?
I think he's got to split it with Hawkins. Hawkins has to be out there, gosh, almost even more.
More.
Yeah. That's what I think. I mean, I hate to pile on the kid. I mean, I think he tries hard, but there's something missing. I think you give away too much.
Well, Dominique brings so much energy to that team.
Yes, absolutely. And he did yesterday again.
He did it again yesterday. And Isaiah has pretty much shot himself out of the NBA draft. He has to come back, obviously.
Yeah.
But
he's not going to get drafted.
But does he come back?
I don't know. I don't think he gets drafted. How does he draft that?
No, I don't think he gets drafted.
That skill set.
No.
But I also think he had said it in his head that this was his last year.
Well, if you're a 6'3 guard that can't throw it in the ocean consistently, you've got to come back.
Yeah.
I went to the game yesterday. My neighbor called me last minute. His son was sick, so I said I'd go with him. And we were in a conversation with the gentleman next to me. Who do you not, assuming everybody stays healthy, who do you not want to play right now in the tournament?
Of all the teams. Jeez, that's a good one. I am more afraid of those Pac-12 teams.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to play any of them, I don't think. I was going to say UCLA.
Oregon.
Have you seen Oregon play?
I have.
Yeah, I have not seen them.
They're pretty good.
I also don't think I'd want to play Kansas again. I'll be honest, I just like what Kansas has done.
I think Carolina looks really good right now.
They do, and because Kentucky beat them the first time around, I think it would, obviously there's a little something to that. Whereas with Kansas, I would prefer to see them because I think Kentucky would have a little extra motivation there.
Yeah, I agree.
But, Duke lost Miami, Florida State.
No, I don't.
Louisville. Don't want to play Louisville.
I really don't want to play Louisville.
I don't want to play Louisville either. Duke, I don't know what Harry Giles, it's a shame he's been banged up all year relative if you're a Duke fan, but I don't know what's going on with him. You can drive to the basket so easily on their guards.
Yeah.
It's just something's awry in Durham. Okay, that's all I had. I was so sorry to hear about Bill Paxton, but that's a shame. 61 years old. I'm 66, so now you just make, every time you wake up with a pain, you wonder.
I know.
Okay.
Thank you, Jack.
Week.
You too.
Thank you, Jack. Al's next. Al, good morning.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're good.
I'd like to see Kentucky. If Kentucky can get a Kemba Walker run out of Monk, get a Danny Manning run out of Monk, I think that you can take one guy and run through a tournament. If he can get that thing going, and he got that thing going in the second half. Coach Cal always surrounds himself with three or four great players, but this could be a year where you can lean on one guy that can take a moment in the game. I mean, a guy can be absent a whole half and then turn around in the second half and do what he's done. This guy could be the guy that could take and run this team like Manning and Kemba Walker and Shabazz Napier.
No, I agree that if Monk can keep up that pace, he can take this team deep. I think he can.
That's the thing. Can he keep it up, though? I mean, I've seen it firsthand. We've seen it in the NCAA tournament. I've seen it up close and personal at the Sweet 16, the high school basketball tournament, where, I mean, basketball's still basketball. It takes five guys, but there's still times where one guy can just get Chris Lofton carried Mason County, Dominique Hawkins carried Madison Central, Tavion Hollingsworth carried Dunbar last year, just took over games, put the team on their back, and did it. But Monk has done this for, he did it yesterday, he did it against Georgia, he did it against North Carolina, he had one other 30-point game. Can't remember what that was right off, but
North Carolina.
Yeah, well, North Carolina, yeah, he had 47 and then 37 against Georgia and then yesterday 30 in the second half, but he had another 30-point game and thrown
you,
in.
You know what, too, Dan? I appreciate the fact that you always give out chefs to high school. That's great that you do that.
Oh,
you know, the one other thing, too, is that I think that when a kid is in that move, in that groove, and you have your coach to hug you and embrace you and show, and you take a turn, and Coach Calipari's emotion might be different this year, that type of connection, that coach-player connection, can take and run you through a thing. I remember Danny Manning's coach, Larry Brown, doing the same to him, and Calhoun with Kimball Walker kept saying Kimball, as if he had one name. So Calipari hugging that man, that could be a sign or a symbol to make a kid like that go, and you can have a run like that with those coaching, that player connection.
I hope so. I loved that moment. That was the best moment from yesterday for me. Thanks, Al. We got to go. We got to run. We're out of time for today, but that was my favorite moment of the game yesterday. Loved it.
My favorite moment was the Monk lob to Bam, where Bam dunked over top of the kid from Florida.
No. I'll put that number two. Third favorite moment was the guy sitting in the front row directly across from the bench who was as excited as anyone has ever been.
Hey, thanks for listening this weekend to the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Rosillo and Canal.
Yeah, when you're Magic, you can do whatever you want.
Right.
I mean, you can be named.